Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love. Thank you for calling in to another edition of Twin Flame Radio. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my enlightened king who loves to sing.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like the flow of that. Hey, say it again.
Nah. Chris, say what's up to the family.
No.
Peace, peace, heaven high, peace and blessings. Hope everybody's doing well today. It's Chris Enlightened, about to dig in on this cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, family, we want to thank you for tuning in to another new live edition of Twin Flame Radio. Like Chris said, we going in deep. We going in your pockets deep. We going in your purse deep. We going into your account deep. We talking about cryptocurrency.
Stealing from your grandmama purse deep. I know I ain't the only one. No, I'm just joking. I never stole from my grandmama.
I never stole from my grandmother.
I ain't never stole from my grandmama. I took some change in my mama purse once, though, when I was like 12. I took 50 cents. I said, I'll never do it again, mama. She never called me. I felt bad, though.
Oh, you should have felt bad.
Yeah. 50 cents. I'll never forget it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted that hostess so bad, though. She wouldn't give me no money.
You did it for a hostess cupcake?
Cupcake. I was a cupcake king back then. See my old pictures?
Yes.
I was a spokesperson for cupcakes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Facts.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
You're so silly. So a lot of people don't know about cryptocurrency. They don't know what it is. They don't know how to get started. They keep hearing, you know, this famous Bitcoin term going around, but, you know, they don't know anything about it. So that's what we're here for, fam. We're here to let you know what's going on, how to get in on this game.
How to put money in your pocket. Free money.
Free money.
It's crazy.
I love free.
And that's what we do.
I love free.
Mm-hmm.
But before we dig in on the show, we're going to do like we do on every Twin Flame Radio.
What we do?
Talk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do current affairs.
We don't.
We talk about ourselves.
Why don't we do current affairs?
Because we don't care.
We don't know what's going on out there. We don't watch the news.
We don't care.
We don't. And we don't care.
Mm.
Yeah.
News is negative, and I don't have time for negativity in my life. I'm winning too much to be brought down by negativity.
That's winning.
If I want to know what's going on, I
go outside.
Somebody.
We go outside. Trees still going on. Hey, trees. Hey, sun. That's our news, the sun. We need to do another solar show.
Agree.
Spirit. Next week we're going in on the sun.
Let's do it. I'm
down.
Doing.
I'm down too.
Damn.
I'm down to anything in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
So I don't know about the rest of the fam, but today was a pretty stressful Monday.
It was a challenging day for us
all.
It was. It was really challenging.
And I try not to let things bother me or get to me or anything, but it was today was one of them days where I would have been happy just being at home.
Oh, yeah. Every day is like that for me.
I was going to say that next.
Every day of the work week is like that for me. I don't enjoy making other people rich.
No. I don't either, which is why we're going to talk about how to make ourselves rich.
Facts and how we're making ourselves rich.
Facts.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, what did we do this weekend?
Friday, we went to Tzatziki's after work.
Oh, Tzatziki's, one of our favorite, well, our favorite Greek restaurant.
Yeah, our favorite Greek restaurant by far.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 5 stars, we'll give it 4.8.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
They have the best potatoes in the planet.
Yeah, they next to mine, they're the best.
Next to yours, they are.
Next to mine.
You have the potatoes.
Facts. And I have a myriad of ways of making them delectable to your mouth.
You do.
Mandible. Mouth. Whatever. I'm like, man, I know what to say. I don't know what to say. I think about my potatoes. But yeah, then we came home and we really weren't satisfied because we just didn't eat breakfast or something that day.
We didn't. We ate really light at today.
Yeah, we did.
We had fruit and salad and
light stuff. We were eating like rabbits.
We were, and then we got hungry late at night.
And then we had those rondos.
What are they called?
Rondos.
You said it right.
Heck yeah. I'm on the air, baby.
A lot of people don't know about La Rosa's. They're not in Ohio.
Yeah, they don't.
La Rosa's is a nice little pizza place, local place. So
we had the garlic fries.
Garlic fries,
those were pretty good.
Those were good.
With the ranch and the spicy hot sauce, they were really delicious.
But the big news is this weekend, I got hooked on this game. Not for the food. I got hooked on this game, man. And it's Chris Enlighten's fault. He got me on this brick breaker.
Yeah.
Man, it's like they need to call it crack maker.
Yeah, it's like
because
crack, man.
You get addicted to it, and all you want to do is just play with these little, shoot these little balls off and break the bricks.
Yeah.
It sounds stupid.
Yeah.
When I saw it, I was like, I don't play that.
I told
you. That's a little kid game. I don't play that. I'm hooked. I can't stop.
I know. We be up late night waking up. The first thing I do in the morning is play. And the last thing I do before I go to bed is play.
I meditate and then I play.
Yeah.
I brush my teeth.
Yeah.
And then I play.
I was brushing my teeth this morning and playing at the same time. My back tube didn't get got. I'm just joking. I was playing, but they got got. It puts Candy Crush to shame.
It do. I was hooked on Candy Crush. I haven't touched Candy Crush.
Candy what?
And the other thing was we got hooked on Green Arrow.
It's just called Arrow, man. That's so hot, man.
We're like 10 years late on it, but that show is hot.
Well, we're late because we like to binge watch.
We do like to binge watch.
I'd be deed if I have to wait a whole week to see another hour. I like to just binge watch stuff. I don't like to waste my time thinking about what's going to happen next week when I can just wait. You know what I mean?
And we don't watch TV during the week, so.
We don't watch TV at all.
We binge on the weekends.
We binge on the weekends, We be so productive during the week.
We are.
I've been productive as I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
Website and PayPal is on fleek.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
And I made candles this weekend. My candles came out so beautiful.
They were beautiful. I was so proud of you.
Thank you.
You was like Susie Homemaker in there.
I was like
whipping wax and.
I was like Martha Lita Stewart.
Martha Lita? Man, that's what's up. Chiquana Stewart, you right. I see you was dipping like herbs all in the wax. Man, those candles smell good.
They did smell
the
good.
The rose petals, the onion zest. I mean, my fault.
Onion orange zest.
The other O, the orange zest. Those smell good, though. I was like, man, it started to smell a little sexy up here.
I know people are like, onion?
Hey, man, you never know.
About onion.
I do.
Alright. Yeah, but we did it. We have fun this weekend. We have fun every weekend.
Every,
we have fun every
day.
Day. So it's all good. But let's get in on this money. Mm-hmm. Let's get in on this cryptocurrency.
Well, let me first tell the family how I first heard about cryptocurrency.
Okay.
I was watching this movie Dope about 4 or 5 months ago.
Good movie.
And I was drawn to the movie Dope because it had a lot of the kid was like a retro kid.
Mm-hmm.
But his retro was my era, the 80s. So he loved...
Or was it the 90s?
May have been the 80s or the 90s. I think it was like the 90s.
Okay.
Anyway, my era.
Yeah.
And towards the end, in the beginning they talked about it, but towards the end they really went in on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, cryptocurrency. And it was like a seed that was planted.
Mm-hmm.
So the next time I heard about it, my boy Coach Kyrie Carter, he mentioned it to me. He's like, God, you got to get in on this. I was like, you know what? Let me get in. And I've been making money ever since.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as simple as that. But I just believe cryptocurrency is going to transform the world. It's a new way to make wealth with minimum money to start.
Mm.
In the past, you had to have money to make money,
mm-hmm.
or just be one of the lucky few that had a great idea that, you know, people loved and you got rich.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, you can literally create your own destiny.
Mm.
It's kind of a, I don't want to say dope boy method, but you know how, you know, some folks who are street physicians, they flip their money.
Yeah.
This is what you could do with this. Put your phone on off. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
But, yeah, we've been loving big cryptocurrency ever since it's been out.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would have got in sooner. Tomorrow will be my first 30 days.
Tomorrow will be the first 30 days. Wow.
Yeah, it ain't even been 30 days.
And we've made a nice little turnaround on that. We percentage-wise, what would you say we flipped our money on?
Percentage-wise, we've almost tripled what we've invested.
Wow.
Tripled what we've invested.
Wow.
So you do the math, family.
Mm.
You put in 5, you got 15. We put in big boys, though.
Because
we ain't scared. We ain't scared. And every day I'm like, man, I'm making more money. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
So a lot of people don't really know about the term cryptocurrency, but a lot of people have been hearing the term Bitcoin.
Mm.
So you want to tell the family a little bit about Bitcoin?
Well, Bitcoin is the first cryptocurrency of its kind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much a digital currency that people can trade online.
I'm sorry. Before you get into that, why don't you tell the family what cryptocurrency is? Because a lot of people don't know what it is exactly.
Well, cryptocurrency gets its name crypto because it's like an encrypted way of making transactions completely anonymous and free of oversights to other individuals without banks being involved and things like that. And it's secure.
Mm-hmm. Because when you put money into a bank, we all know you put, let's say, $50 into a bank,
mm-hmm.
and over a month, you'll probably end up with $50.02.
Most people go negative because they charge.
Yeah, they charge you fees.
You lose money,
yeah,
for them to hold
losing.
Your money.
Yeah, they're holding your, they pay your, yeah, I can't talk, but you're correct. They charge you money to hold your money.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give you a little bit of a percentage back, but you don't see it because it's being deducted out of those monthly fees.
And first off, family, before we get to this crypto money, rich folks don't save money. When you save, I know it sounds weird, but when you save money, you put a wrench in the flow of your currency.
Mm-hmm.
They tell a lot of broke people to make sure you save your money. But you want your money to work for you. You want to invest your money. You want your money to make you money, not to just sit.
Mm-hmm.
That's no way to make money by letting it sit and you add a little bit every day. That doesn't make any money. No one ever got rich by just stacking money away.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work like that.
Well, that's the reason why it's called currency.
Mm-hmm.
It's a current. And what do currents do?
They flow.
It flows.
And that's what you should do with your money.
Mm-hmm.
Have it flow one place. If it's doing well, take a little bit out. Have it flow somewhere else. But you want to keep your money flowing like water.
Mm-hmm.
If you put a dam in the water, it makes the water stagnant, and you can get sick from drinking that stagnant water.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as the water is flowing, it stays fresh. And that's how you want your money to stay fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm learning now. You know, I've learned that within the past few years to make my money make me money.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I invest money. I invest money in people, cryptocurrency, and all types of things.
And we first heard, well, we first heard about it through the movie Dope. But last year, our spiritual master, Dr. Mitchell Gibson, advised us all to start investing. And
yes.
He said that Bitcoin was the way to really start making a turnaround in your money.
Mm-hmm.
And like most people, we were skeptical. We were like, what is this, you know, bit money thing?
Mm-hmm.
What's this, you know, is this some kind of scheme? Is it some kind of
pyramid scheme?
You know, we've been there, done that kind of stuff before. And the people who did invest, we start seeing how they were making a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And these were people that we trusted.
People
we know. And it was like, well, you know, why not? What's it going to hurt? So we started out with just a little, we put a little bit of money in just to see what was going to happen, and immediately we saw growth.
The next day I made money. I was like, dang, it only been 24 hours, my money's gone up. And I was skeptical. I think I just put like $50 in.
Mm-hmm.
The next day I had like $58. I was like, wait a minute here, what the heck? It hasn't even been 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me I made $8 off $50. I'm putting in a load of money in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
We put some ducats up in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
But it's similar to using cash money, but you're simply trading digital currency. Kind of like how PayPal, Western
mm-hmm.
Union,
mm-hmm.
and other iPhone digital app pay apps work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's its own self-sustaining entity. And it pretty much takes the middleman out of all your general public trades and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to trade wealth directly to one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Without the government or without banks taking a little bit of whatever you make.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't. You know what I mean? That's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that, it's not real. It's like monopoly money, but it doesn't transfer to real money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. Yes, it
and
does.
A lot of people are confused or misinformed about the value of real, or I should say real money.
The dollar. People don't really do any research on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
The dollar's going down.
Mm-hmm.
It's been down.
Mm-hmm.
You go some places with $5, you get there, you got $3.10. You're like, dang, I can't even buy nothing to drink. No.
And you see it a lot in movies and things of that nature where you don't really see people paying with money anymore.
Yeah.
It's always some kind of transaction that's taking place. So you never really exchange money hand-to-hand anymore.
The only way I've seen money change hand-to-hand, you know, well, not physically.
I know what you're getting ready to say.
But, you know, sex trade.
Yeah.
You know, dope money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gambling on the block.
And
drugs.
That's why money has such, you know, the dollars have so much negative energy in it.
And, you know, money is like fruit. If you had a bushel of apples and you have one bad apple, if you don't remove that bad apple, your whole bushel is going to rot. And we've taken our money out of banks that are in areas that are like low vibratory.
Yeah.
And we've seen a change in how our money flows.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have our money in a hood bank. We took it out. Mm-hmm. We have it in a cyber bank now. It's
mm-hmm.
a non-physical entity that can't get negative energy, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But we still invest a portion of all our money that we get. We give things away to people and things like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way of getting rid of the bad apples.
Exactly.
But by blessing people at the same time.
Yeah, we do donations and
mm-hmm.
things like that. I made a donation the other day.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
Kathy Gibbs of the Tyrell Foundation.
Oh, that was nice. I like when you do stuff and I don't even know about it.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what it should be.
It ain't about to be broadcast. That's
mm-hmm.
something you do.
But this dude by the name of Santoshi Nakamoto, see, that's how you say his name. Mm-hmm. But he created Bitcoin back in 2009. But although he's the founder, no one knows who this dude is.
I'm wondering if he's real. Yeah. I think he's a computer.
You never know. It could be a higher entity that's helping out the human race because he's tired of us suffering.
Ooh.
It could be Tahuti.
It could be the Jade Emperor.
Could be. But Nakamoto sounds like a Japanese name. And isn't Hong Kong where the financial current resides right now?
That's where the largest. That's why Japan's doing so well.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know about financial currents, follow Dr. Mitchell Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it again for those who don't have their pen handy. Dr. Mitchell Gibson. Get to know that name.
Mm-hmm.
Because since we've been following this brother, my fault, this God, we've been winning astronomically. We've literally come into a cornucopia of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
You gotta say that. So did you, my fault, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you already talked about, like, you gave a good enough example of what Bitcoin is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I know I had cut you off and I wanted to make sure you got
it. Yeah,
it
was kind of severed, but it's all
well,
good.
Well, because I wanted to go back and make sure people understood what cryptocurrency was before we got into Bitcoin.
Okay. Well, you know, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies is a way to create wealthy people around the world.
Mm.
It's like the new way to trade on a stock market.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the day, you had to find a financial advisor or something like that.
Give
like $10,000 and
they
10% of your money in 8 months.
And then if they lost their money, they used to
give them a cut. Sorry, it was a bad year. Give me another $10,000, I'll give you 2 G's. But you put your money into Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency, you're going to see a turn immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. I mean, there are some cryptocurrencies out there that are like 40 cents, 12 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just giving the people like a little analogy here. Let's say there's a coin out there. Like, I invested in OWO coin, and it hasn't gone to the exchange yet, but in February it will. Right now, you can get an OWO coin for 5 cents.
Wow.
By the time it hits the exchange, and the exchange, I'll go into what the exchange is later, but once it hits the exchange, it may go up to 10 cents.
Mm.
So whatever I have invested in that OWO coin, I'm going to double up my money instantly. And that's just if it goes up 10 cents. If it goes up a dollar, I'm going to make 10 times my money. That's how it works, family. It's simple like that. I used to sell gum at school. My mom used to give me a dollar for lunch every day. I would go to the dollar store and buy a big old pack of Wrigley's and sell individual packs for 25 cents and make $3.50 off that $1.
Look at you, little gum hustler.
And I used to work in the lunchroom, so I would get free food. So it was like I wasn't losing anything.
Mm.
I never told my mom this. I think it's the first time she's hearing this. So I was making $5 a week every week plus $3.50 a day. It was crazy. So I always had cupcake money.
You didn't have to steal out of her purse anymore.
Facts. I had to find a way. And that was something I always did. I wasn't going to be no hustler, but I hustled food. You know what I'm saying?
You're silly.
I just want the family to know there's a whole new world that's opening it up that's not regulated by the banking systems.
Mm-hmm.
All the rules that are in place to stop you from making money are gone.
I think that, I believe that in the short amount of time that the range of wealth is going to just skyrocket. I think that there won't be anything where people are struggling or anything like that. Well, there will be those who haven't invested who may struggle a little bit. And then they're going to get in the game later on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think that this is really going to change the wealth game.
Well, there's still a lot of people listening right now that hasn't even invested in my book, Poverty Consciousness.
Mm.
You can go out to Amazon. You can go out to Barnes & Noble. You can go out to my website, theenlightenedjourney.com, and pick it up. And there are folks who know me who are suffering financially and still haven't picked up my book. And I look at them in their face like, Poor you. Poor you. And I devote so many ways to make money quick.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some people fight for their limitations.
Let them have them.
But, you know, all the rules that are in place to stop you from making money are gone, family. Credit card companies and banks, they're going to suffer because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because back in the day, you had to come from a silver spoon to really make money like that. You know what I mean?
And, you know, one of the main reasons I believe that this is going to happen is because credit card companies, you mm-hmm. apply for a credit card, they say, okay, you can have a $5,000 limit, but we're going to charge you this much interest on it.
Mm-hmm.
So in actuality, are you really making money on your credit card? Yeah, you're raising your credit card statement as long as you pay your bill on time, but you kind of come out spending more money on your credit cards than you do if you were just to pay on your, you know, through your bank card or through your credit, you know, your debit card or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that this cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and everything is set up is that it's becoming so big that there are companies out there that are accepting payment through Bitcoin.
Walmart. Oh, a lot of, I accept Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to, hey, give me some Bitcoin, please.
Subway. Walmart. I mean, you can get food, you can get groceries, you can buy a car, you can do a lot of things.
You can buy a fish dinner. You can buy whatever you want. But a lot of people think because they listen to the news, man. And first off, don't listen to the news. The news has a vested interest in making you stay poor, family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a pyramid scheme. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not a scheme if you're making money.
People have known for a very long time now that the news can be very misleading. Let me rephrase that. The news lies.
The news lie.
But it's something that people still rely on. They mm-hmm. still want that information. I really haven't figured out why. I don't understand why people can't let that go. I guess it's like mm-hmm. a form of religion. But, you know,
people have been ingrained like that ever since preschool, mm-hmm. ever since kindergarten. You've been told what to do and what to believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what really got me?
We've been brainwashed with fear for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone has this fear. We need to do a show on fear. That's a good
next
one.
Week, let's do a show on fear.
No, we're doing sore. Week after that, let's do fear.
All right, we can do fear or whatever. You know what I mean?
All right, but go ahead, my fault.
But what got me into the Bitcoin movement and the whole cryptocurrency movement is the fact that the government can take your money away from you.
Mm-hmm.
There's no taxes on the money that you make or spend.
Mm-hmm.
They literally have a blind eye to whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful when you can make your own wealth and no one knows about it.
Yep.
You can hide your wealth. You know, you don't have to have your money in banks if you don't want to anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But back to what I was saying, stop listening to the news because banks and other financial institutions and credit cards are going to suffer because they can no longer steal your money.
Mm-hmm. Which means that taxes will no longer be an issue.
You know what I heard years ago? I don't know where it's from, but they were saying something like the people with power would never give the people that don't have power the power to take their power away from you.
Ooh, that was a tongue twister.
It was a lot smoother than that, but I'm just recollecting.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just how the news do you.
Mm-hmm.
They will never tell you anything that's going to benefit you.
No.
The weather be wrong, too.
The weather always wrong. That's why I don't watch the news.
Yeah, the weather
got me out there cold when it's hot.
And hot when it's cold.
Dry when it's supposed to be raining.
And moist when it's supposed to be dry.
Right.
Tired of this.
Tired of life.
But I want to tell the people, because I know they're like, how do you get in? If you're listening, hit one if you have any questions. But how do you get in? The first thing you want to do is go out to create like a Coinbase account. That's where I started.
Mm-hmm.
After you add your banking information in, start add money to your Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, or whatever cryptocurrency you like.
There's so many out there. About how many could you estimate?
It's about 700 cryptocurrencies in the world right now.
700.
And the thing about cryptocurrency is the math code that Satoshi created can be downloaded by anyone. Anyone could potentially make their own cryptocurrency.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that simple.
So we could create a twin flame currency?
We could.
Hmm.
We could. But the only thing about that, you got to have a lot of things set in place before it'll go on the exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want your money to be safe when people invest in you. People want to know that their money's safe when they
right.
invest in
yeah.
you. Nobody would just be like, yeah, I bought a twin flame. They buy money and they lose money. It's like, wait, twin flame? Oh, we got a currency? It's like, nah, there's a lot more to that.
I didn't know that, though, but that's good to know.
Yeah, anybody can download his code and make their own coin.
Mm.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So that's why all these other cryptocurrencies
exactly.
started, you
popping
know, popping up,
up
all
yeah.
of a sudden.
If he can do it, I can do it. They can do it, he can do it. You can do it, we can do it. Pretty much just like that. And there are like a whole bunch of different exchanges around the world that you can add your money to and buy coin and trade coin back and forth with people all around the world.
Mm.
And the beauty about Bitcoin is it puts everybody on the same playing field. If you got 1,000 pesos and you buy 50 Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in America and I use dollars to buy 50 Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
no matter where I'm at, we're on the same level playing field.
Nice.
Your peso Bitcoin is still worth as much as my $50 Bitcoin because once it gets up in the exchange like that, you're on the same playing field.
Mm.
And unlike when I go to Mexico, my money increases,
mm-hmm.
and when they come over here, their peso decreases.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. If I take 50 Bitcoin that I brought with pesos to America, it's still going to be 50 Bitcoin and vice versa.
I like that.
That's
fairness.
The beauty of it. It's fairness.
Mm-hmm.
It just puts everybody on the same playing field.
Mm.
This is a dream come true, family, and it's still early, though.
It is
a lot
so
of people
early.
Know about it, or they don't believe, or they just have poverty consciousness. And like most people that we know, they're going to wait until they miss the bus, and then they're going to be running after the bus
mm-hmm.
with no change in their pocket. We're going to be moving too fast by then.
And a lot of people feel like it's already too late. We all have that feeling where there's something that we wanted to be a part of, and we always felt like, oh, I wish I could have got in on this
mm-hmm.
earlier. Stop feeling like that.
Yeah.
Because when you do that, you put yourself in a setback to not really gain and experience anything.
Yeah.
You put yourself in that fear bubble.
Yeah. And when you put yourself in a bubble of fear, nothing productive, you close off your blessings for the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to talk about poverty consciousness on the air. You got to buy it. You got to buy it. There's a reason why I'm always so happy and positive.
Because of me.
There's a reason why I'm so happy and positive.
Because of me.
There's a reason why I'm so happy and positive. And that's to keep my blessings flowing to me at all times.
And me.
You know, who are you? Back to Bitcoin. A lot of people, well, you know what? We were talking about the exchanges. Me
yeah.
personally,
mm-hmm.
I use Coinbase.
Mm-hmm.
And Coinbase houses the top three coins right now.
Okay.
And that's Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm invested in all three heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of it is if Bitcoin goes down, Litecoin and Ethereum may go up, so my money still goes up.
Mm-hmm.
When Litecoin and Ethereum goes down, Bitcoin usually goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to put all your money in one basket.
Right.
You know, that way when the currency goes, it's like a heartbeat. It's going to go down and up. But the key to what I found is you want to buy when it's low and don't sell, but move your money around.
Mm.
So if Bitcoin is going up and I'm making money, if I see the trend starting to go down, I'll take a little bit out and move it to somewhere where it's making money, another coin. That way, I'm taking my money out, and I'm not spending or trading my money or selling my money. I'm just dishing it somewhere else where it's going to make money for me.
Mm.
And it's easy to do. It's point and click. Everything's point and click. You want to sell? Yeah. You want to trade? Yeah. You want to buy? Yeah. It's that simple. If you have an index finger, you can make it. If you don't have an index finger, you still have a thumb, a pinky, a middle. What's this one right here? What's that called?
The ring finger.
That's called a ring finger?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's
That's
called.
Where your wedding band goes.
Okay, yeah. The ring finger. You can use that.
I can't believe you didn't know that was the ring finger.
I'm just joking because I wanted you to get in there. Girl, I know what the ring finger. You know I'm a ring man. You know I know. I knew mudras and everything with these fingers. I'm a ring man. Folks who know me know what that is.
Well, and then there's also apps all over the place where all of these different ways to monitor your money, different ways to put in money, to invest your money.
Mm-hmm. I'm using this free app where I'm going to go in on that later. Mining later. Ooh, I'm making money. Man, it's just ridiculous, family. It's ridiculous. But a lot of people want to know, how does it cost to get in?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Other than Coinbase, there's other exchanges like Bittrex and Poloniex and Kraken. I know those are some of them famous ones that a lot of people use. There's a whole bunch of them out there, though, family.
Mm-hmm.
Just go on Google and learn. The best way to learn by going out and researching yourself. That way you create your own know system of things that no one can take away from you. You can listen to this show and learn some things. Go research, though.
Please research. I think that enough people aren't researching. We're waiting to get information. And people are information hoarders. They get this information, they hold it, they spew it a little bit, but they don't really know what they're talking about because they haven't done the research themselves.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you had me research was you sent me a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
The Rise of Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And what that movie did, it breaks down how Bitcoin was created, how they mined coin. It talks about Satoshi, now he got his thing going on out there. And it talked about how low Bitcoin was and the challenges Bitcoin had in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Back when Bitcoin was like some change, up to $200 a coin. So it was people out there with like 50 Bitcoins.
Mm-hmm.
All those people are millionaires now.
Mm-hmm.
Who didn't sell, who went and took a leap of faith, they're millionaires now.
Mm-hmm.
And Bitcoin, it's still beginning.
It's still in the beginning stage.
One coin is like 17 G's right now. So listen to me, family. If you go out and you invest and get one Bitcoin in 5 years, I guarantee you, you'll be a millionaire.
And next year is going to be the year that it just really, this wave is going to just come in and flourish.
I got into Bitcoin when it was like 8 G's.
Mm-hmm.
That was 30 days ago. Mm-hmm. It's already almost at 20 G's.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost tripled.
Mm-hmm.
So my money tripled.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I like, you know, a lot of people say, how much does it cost to get in?
Yeah, let's talk about costs.
You got $5?
Yeah.
I tell everybody, at least put 20 or 50. I tell people, if you can't invest $100, shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people blow $100
mm-hmm.
on a weekend and go out to the club, get their girls, get their hair done, get their nails done, dudes.
A date is like $100 by the time you buy it.
A cheap date, $100.
By the time you go to the movie theater, get the
popcorn,
the drinks, go out to dinner afterwards, you done spent over $100.
Well over $100. That's a cheap date.
Yeah, if you like cheap dates.
If you like, I like cheap dates.
I don't like cheap.
You do.
I do.
Yeah.
I like Netflix and chill dates.
I do too.
Cook me dinner dates.
I'll cook you dinner.
I know.
I'll get my Bitcoin later.
Go back into this call.
Oh, yeah. Like I was saying, you know, shout out to my boy Kyer. He was mentioning something on the 1%, 10% method.
Mm.
And at first I was just putting in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I listened to his method to madness, I was like, oh, wow, if I put in 1% or if I put in 10%, as it goes up, my money is going up more.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that, and I've been winning. So let's say Bitcoin is $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
1% of $15,000 is $150.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just put $150 in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just put $150 in. If it goes up to $2,000, you're going to make yourself $50. I mean, if it goes up to $20,000, you're going to make yourself $50 that quick in one day.
And you know something else that made me think about is that people will invest in other things and other people, but they won't invest in themselves.
That's real. I talk about that in my poverty consciousness book, too.
I know.
about that heavy, how we go somewhere new every 3 months. We travel all over the country by investing in ourselves a little bit every time we get paid.
Mm-hmm.
We immediately take 10% of whatever we earn and we stash it away.
And, I mean, people will spend money on clothes, liquor, the clubs.
Take
weed.
Your weed money and invest it. I don't smoke weed no more.
You know. And they're where do you think this money is going? It's going to people who already have money.
Yeah.
So why not put that money and put it to yourself so that you can have money?
Yeah, that's what
investing yourself.
That's what I do, man. I invest in myself, and I've been winning ever since. Once you change your paradigm and you see it working for you,
mm-hmm.
it'll fuel you to keep doing it.
Oh, yeah. You get that bug, boy.
Well, you get that bug. I become a money bug.
Everybody I know that's in it just, they
and
have
happy.
This excitement in their voice.
Yeah. Hey, man, what's up? You checking Bitcoin? Somebody made a post in one of our Bitcoin groups, like, how many times y'all check your Coinbase? I was like 20. Some people were like, every 10 minutes. I was like, yeah. But it gets addictive when you make money for doing nothing. It's kind of how like a rich person make money by not doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a sense of being sovereign.
It does.
Shout out to my boy Ali, man. He's the first one to talk to me about becoming sovereign and how we went to a spiritual retreat. And he was like, look, God, I'm making money and I ain't even doing nothing. I made this much money today. I was like,
you made
that much money today. He's like, yeah, man. This sovereign life was it's ill. I was like, dang, man. Get your PayPal up. So the next spiritual retreat, I had my PayPal up. I wasn't making as much money as he was, but I was starting to get people
right.
hitting me, you know, like, hey, I got money. That's another thing, family. Sometimes you got to create a vessel for the universe or the spirit to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
If I wouldn't have created a PayPal account, I wouldn't have been getting blessed financially. If I wouldn't have created a Coinbase account, I wouldn't have been getting blessed financially through Bitcoin. Sometimes you got to create a virtual vessel that the spirit can flow gifts to you.
Mm.
A lot of people don't have anything, so how do they expect to get blessed?
Mm.
You think you'll just keep getting raises every year?
Mm.
It don't work like that, family.
True.
But a lot of people always ask me, well, how do you get your money out? And I always say, bruh. People think it's not real money, and again, cryptocurrency isn't real money, but it can be converted into real cash.
Yeah,
because all your exchange purses are linked to your checking account.
Mm-hmm.
If I put in $300 and I invested some cryptocurrency and I doubled my money, I can take what I made and put it back in my account and leave the money I invested in there to make me more money later.
Or you can get you a Bitcoin card.
Or you can get you a Bitcoin card.
Mm-hmm.
That, too, is so many ways to make money out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's really ridiculous. And it's sad when I see my people out here struggling when there's, like, ways to make money right in their face. I was out here making a post, follow my link, go to Bitcoin. You know, I say, you know what? I'm not telling anybody no more. This is the last time y'all going to hear me talk about this Bitcoin other than me laughing like, ha, ha, ha. I made $1,000-$3,000 a day. Other than that, I ain't got nothing else to say about it after this show.
We'll see about that.
We will. We will. A lot of people think that, go ahead, what you about to say, Matt?
No, I was going to say, talk a little bit about Bitcoin versus PayPal.
That's a good one. You know, I use PayPal heavy. I pay everything with PayPal, and I accept money through PayPal. And every time you use PayPal to do transactions, PayPal takes money out, like 3% or something like that. With Bitcoin, you can move money in seconds with no fees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some fees, but it's virtually nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I want to move money from my Coinbase over to my Bittrex account in order to start investing, I make sure I move some money. I want to move like $5 because the fees will eat you up.
Right.
But
yeah.
It's not like the fees from PayPal or anything like that, and like how banks and credit card companies just eat you up on the fees.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like that. It's a cheaper way to do transactions with one another. And you keep other people out of your business. The man don't have to know nothing that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't be penalized because he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Mm. You know what I mean?
I like that.
Let's say you're in business, you make $5 million. The government's going to want some of that money.
Yeah, they're going to want almost half.
If
not half.
If you're in cryptocurrency, you $5 million. He doesn't know.
No.
How does that sound?
Delicious.
Just sounds delicious. So I don't understand. I don't understand why people don't get into it. Well, I understand poverty consciousness, but you got to get my book in order to strip that out of your paradigm, out of your mind, out of your psyche, out of your subconsciousness.
Mm-hmm. So I've been kind of wanting you to say the best for last.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell people about mining for coins.
Mining for coins. Now, mining for coins is when you set up a PC that's generating an algorithm and running mathematical equations. But it takes time, electricity, computing power, software, hardware, and a place to store all that equipment. And it sounds a little loud, too. And it's running nonstop.
Yeah, you don't want to be in an apartment doing it.
But when you're mining, what you're essentially doing is you're competing for the right to produce a coin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a few years ago it was real profitable, but it was more profitable now, I mean back then, but than it is now because so many people are doing it.
Yeah.
So you compete with more people.
Mm-hmm.
Back then you probably compete with less than 100 people. Now there's tens of thousands, if not millions of people mining.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're mining PC produces coins, the most efficient way, you get to keep that coin.
What?
It's as simple as that. But I don't personally mine, so I really can't speak on it. But what I do, I use the internet to mine for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you see me with my, I do it on my Android phone.
Mm-hmm.
And every 30 minutes I hit this button and it gives me 1,000 Satoshis. So put it like this. For every 10,000 Satoshis you mine, you get $1.87. So in 5 hours, you make $1.87. And that's not a lot of money, but how many 5 hours goes by every day anyway?
Right.
You know, that's off one phone.
Mm-hmm.
You could have 50 phones and you can make $50 in 5 hours. That's what I'm saying. I don't care what type of phone you got. You got the...
It could be a flip phone.
It could be any phone.
It could be Obama phone.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the most efficient way to mine. But Obama folks out there, you can use it. It's a way to end poverty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say this. How about this? If you're diligent on your stuff, you can get 2,000 Satoshi an hour.
Wow.
So you do the math. You can possibly make 48,000 Satoshis a day for free. So you can possibly make $50 a day just hitting a button on your phone. Mine. That's just one phone.
Wow.
If you had 10 phones, you can make $500 a day.
Wow.
And you can convert.
We need more phones.
Facts. And you can convert those Satoshis into Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take that Bitcoin out and cash it out.
Mm.
For free.
I love free.
For free.
I love the way you say free, too.
Free. But, again, this is just like a beginner's guide to cryptocurrency. We haven't even started really talking about trading and ICOs and all that other stuff. You know,
we
what I mean?
Want to just kind of give the family just a, for those who don't know, this is a basic information.
This show is to let you know, love yourself enough to get out there and try something different.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never met any human that's tried investing in cryptocurrency and said, this isn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that I've talked to, people that I know, friends, close spiritual friends, we're all making money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you,
I don't know anyone who has said anything bad about
it. The only people I know who say bad stuff
are the
about
people
it,
who aren't in
the
it.
The people who aren't in it. Mm. The people who haven't done any investment.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They haven't done any research on it.
Mm.
But I was telling my daughter last night, like, you know what? I'm glad for those folks.
Yeah.
Because once the mainstream hit, everybody start making this money.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be rich.
Yeah.
We're going to be rich. And, you know, and I'm cool with being a millionaire. I'm already rich.
Return.
I'm trying to tell people. And it's hard for me to even talk about it because I get so excited.
You do.
I get so excited. Every day I went to the bathroom. I came out the bathroom. I was like, baby, I made another $60.
From the time you went in to the time you came out.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I keep making money every day. Mm. It ain't like, oh, I lost money. If my money goes down, it goes right back up.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, family.
And I think that's what kind of scares people, that, you know, they feel like they may lose something. They're making a risk.
I tell people, don't invest anything that you can't stand to lose.
Mm-hmm.
If you invest in your rent money, don't do that.
Right, yeah.
You know, just
please
take out,
don't invest your rent money.
take out your going out to eat money. Take
yeah.
out your clothes money.
Mm-hmm.
Take out your weed money. Or your weed money.
One of them W's.
One of them W's. You know what I'm saying? Your liquor money. You know
whiskey
money. Your whiskey money. Another W. You know what I'm saying? Your Wild Irish Rose money.
Your White Castle money.
Your White Castle money. Your whoring money. Woo! We on the road, baby. We are about to be rich. No chill.
Oh, man.
So, I don't know, man. I just want folks to realize that this is the time. The time is now.
Mm-hmm.
Not tomorrow. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
After this show, go out to Coinbase.com and create you an account.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I first started my Coinbase account, I was able to create it in one day.
Mm-hmm.
There's millions of people around the world doing it, so it takes a while now
to get
in.
People have to wait. Yeah.
So you got to wait. So you see, let's say Bitcoin drops down to 15 G's and you want to invest.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to wait for a while before you can even invest because
mm-hmm.
there's that many people throwing money here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you a little something about Bitcoin. The last time I checked, it was almost $300 trillion in Bitcoin.
Wow.
Now, I don't know any $300 trillion business that's going belly up.
Mm-mm.
Bitcoin is better than Sears, Walmart, Sears and all these companies. They ain't been out that long. I'm about to say Sears and Roebuck. You know I'm old. Roebuck been on since then. 73.
Got a caller.
All right. Bring them all in. We're here to answer questions.
So I want to remind the family before I bring the family member on that if you do have any questions, any statements, any wins, or any, you know, doubts, anything.
Yeah.
If you got a question or anything like that, just call in 619-924-0835. And if you're already online, just hit the number 1 and that'll let us know you want to come through and say what up. So, caller from the 513-550. Peace, peace. What's your name?
Peace and blessings. It's Chakra Zulu, fam. What's good?
Brother D. What's good, God? What's up, man?
Man, enjoying the show. Thank you for the jewels that y'all dropping. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? I was listening to you talk about the different W's and things that you can cut out. And I was like, let me hit one on this because I was doing financial advising. And one thing I used to do with financial advising is I would try to show people how they can afford life insurance and things of that nature without having to dip into their play money because – people going to play, you
mm-hmm.
know, you would hope that people would be disciplined, but if there's a way that you could free up some money, then you can make it happen. And it made me think about this guy at my job. He told me a way that he goes about saving money and I thought it was genius. So I thought I would share it. And then
please.
People have extra money that they can, you know, put into investing. But basically what he has is he has a system whereby he looks at all the bills that he has, how much he owes each month on his bills, and he comes up with a number. And so for 2 months, he's hitting that number with his paycheck. And he makes sure that his, you know, his paycheck is more than what his number is. But even if it's not, you know, you can make it work when I give you the example. But basically, he pays just his bills. for 2 months with his first paycheck, because you get about 2 paychecks a month if you're biweekly. So you pay your bills and just the necessities, food, bills. And he was like, I don't eat out. I eat in. You know what I'm saying? I pack a lunch. I'm very strict. And he just pays his bills for 2 months. He sacrifices. So with the first check, he'll pay his bills. The second check, he'll the bills that he paid, he'll put more on that. Like, he'll pay his bills again. Like, he'll double up for 2 months. Just double up, double up. So when he comes out of those 2 months, he's ahead on his bills. And he said he just paid half on all his bills to stay ahead, but he has extra money always to put into whatever. And I thought that was genius. Another thing you can do is when you get your income taxes, a lot of people like pay their credit cards or something like that. I would say, like, if you could pay your rent as many months out as you can, or if you have a car note, pay that out as many months as you can so that you can be ahead and you can use that extra money. You can use that money to free up money throughout the year. So it's just a couple of different ways that you can free up money and still be it. But you should you should party in moderation. Be in hard times, people go, you know, people have their vices. They gonna drink their liquor, they gonna smoke their weed. That's fine. Do it in moderation. But here's a way, at least discipline yourself in other areas that you can free up your money. You know, and really think about it. Think about what your number is and hit that number. Get to a point where if you could pay your bills off, you know, with the first paycheck of the year, of the month, every month, just pay off all your bills. You know, if you can get to that point, you freed up the rest of the month. There's different ways that you can use your money. Be strategic about how you do your money. Be strategic. You know, and then if you do that, then you feel better doing drinking that shot. Then you feel better, you know what I'm saying, puffing your little whatever, you know, because you like, hey, I sacrificed, I earned this. Like Slick Rick said back in the day, walk straight, master your high.
Someone say.
Who's Slick Rick?
These young folks need to hear these jewels, man.
I agree.
Go through 2 months of just paying your bills. Pay as much on your bills as you can, and you know, whatever you can eat. But don't buy no clothes. Don't go to the movies. You know, and if you got a vice that helps you get by right now, hey, budget that in. But don't go over the number. But don't go over the number. Because now you're going to free up money. You're going to free up money. You're going to free up money, and you're not going to have to feel it. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, no, go ahead. I want to hear what you said.
No. Go ahead.
Because
somebody go ahead.
I say $3,000 a year just by not having cable. Yeah. I use a Fire Stick.
Mm-hmm.
And people Fire still
Stick,
want to invest in
Netflix,
that.
Hulu. Our bill is like
$20
a month.
Yeah, $20 a month. Yeah.
If that.
We're rounding up.
Yeah.
And we watch everything. Stuff that is in the movies right now we watch. Crispy, clean.
See, I don't have a Fire Stick yet. For years I didn't even have. I had a plasma TV, but with no cable, no nothing, because I didn't watch TV. Well,
when you get one, I'll show you how to hack it. And my name isn't Chris.
Okay. All right.
I was just joking. I don't do stuff
joke.
Like that. Charge him.
But I mean,
I remember a few years back when we had our I can't remember the car we had, but I remember I called in and I said, how much more do we owe on this car?
Mm-hmm.
And we had just got our income tax return and they said, you know, you owe so much. And I was like, you know what? Instead of just making the monthly payment, I'm going to just pay it off.
Yeah.
And what we would have paid for the whole year, we ended up having that extra money to do different things.
Off the interest, right.
Off the interest. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah, interest be tearing people up, man, or people be waiting. So this is another thing you can do, you know, with the discipline and being more strategic about how you do your money. A lot of times people wait until they get a disconnection notice to pay a bill, and that costs money, too. You know what I'm saying?
That's how black people pay bills.
Man, I'm about to get shut off. How much is it? Yeah, I'm about to get shut off, man. How much I got to pay, man? By that time, it's like you pay like $15, you know what I'm saying? $10 late fee. Like, they love to see us coming with that, man.
What's the minimum due?
Yeah, you wait till they out there cutting your electric off. Hold on, I got it, man. I'm sorry, I was just playing, man. All right, I got it. I mean, if you don't hold on to it, yeah, all that played out. You know what I'm saying?
I sent you a check. I didn't sign it.
See, my thing is this: a bank will hold your money if they owe you. You know, everybody always say when the bank want their money, they want their money. But when they owe you, they take forever. You know why? They're holding on to that money because they're getting interest on it. So if you're not holding your money to keep from paying your bills, you know, and getting interest on it, what are you doing? You paying them interest.
You paying, yep.
We get paid on Wednesdays, but the bank give it to you Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of interest.
Yeah,
exactly.
People around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're
pretty. Being cheaper costs you.
Mm-hmm.
Being cheaper costs you.
That's why when you bank with these online banking companies, you get your money faster.
I'll be getting paid Wednesday morning.
But when you bank with a physical bank,
I'll be getting paid Friday evening.
Oh, wait a minute. So with the internet banking, you get your money when it's like when it's time
for
you.
Get it daily.
Really? You know what's really interesting about that is that bank is in the ethers.
Exactly.
Y'all banking in the ethers.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm gonna get with y'all offline. Or can y'all just tell us where what's some of the internet bank? What's some of the good ones? Because I mean, I'm sure people will feel kind of leery about banking online.
I would say
who it is.
I would say go on Google and type in best internet bankings, internet banks. There's thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of them.
There are so many of them.
Thousands.
Wow.
Pretty soon, online banking is going to be the only way to bank.
Yeah, who's going to go to a bank? I lost my card. You had one in 2 days. If that.
You know what I found is interesting, too, is that how the net neutrality went through the phase that it went through, and you know, they're threatening our ability to have free access to the web. And I've always said that this paper money ain't nothing but fiat money.
Exactly.
Fiat money. It only has value if we say it has values.
True.
It doesn't have anything backing it up. And I always felt like there was going to be a controlled bankruptcy in the United States because the feds, they are the holders of all of the money, the real money. And they give us this and say, this is what you use as legal tender. But I always felt like that. And I thought, man, it's crazy that this whole threatening of the internet is going on right when cryptocurrency is taking off.
Mm-hmm.
So that in and of itself to me made me like, okay, maybe this is something I really need to look into because that's a threat. Like, to have a cryptocurrency, that's a threat.
It's a big threat that they can't touch.
To the establishment.
They'll be investing into it soon if they aren't already.
They probably are already.
Oh, they are already. Yeah, they can step ahead of. But,
like I said, anybody listening to this show, after this show, they don't at least create themselves a Coinbase account. You're just losing money every day.
Because
the longer you wait, the more money is going to go up and the more it's going to cost you to get it. You know? So it's still early. The majority hasn't even got in yet. So it's still early.
Oh,
that's
way
early. There's still cryptocurrencies that are still under a dollar that you can invest in it. And you get your money quicker messing with those other coins.
Mm-hmm.
So you put in $500 a day.
Because it's not as many people
right.
putting in.
Mm-hmm. $500 a day, if that coin go up to, say, $2, and you 10 times your money, it's like, man, I done made 5 G's. Let me take my 5 G's out. And this can happen in the course of one day.
Mm-hmm.
Folks out here eating.
Wow. Hey, Mr. Zulo, can you hang tight? I want you to hang with us for a little bit. We got another caller I'm going to bring through, all right?
Okay. Yeah, I'll hold tight.
All right. Caller from the 330-475. Peace, peace. You on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
What's poppin'? This is Eric calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Long
time listener, first time caller. What's good? Yeah.
I know he's
I'm
like,
money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I haven't even really started to lean into it. Like, I'm still my story with Bitcoin is I got in at the end of October when it was about 5 G's, and now that it's at about 20 G's, I mean, my money has tripled, quadrupled now, I guess, right? Yeah, quadrupled.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that when I got fired, I was able to, you know, ride the bus and kind of in between my checks, you know, do what I had to do and move around the city to get another job.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, the whole Bitcoin thing has treated me well. But what I really wanted to add to it is it's not just Bitcoin. What we have to understand is that it's the technology that underlies Bitcoin that is
mm-hmm.
where the real power and the real juice is.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now we're right at the beginning of the mainstream wave coming in. And so
exactly.
If you spend the next year, 6 months, really understanding what cryptocurrency is, how ICOs work. And the thing that I wanted to add is with each altcoin, the thing that distinguishes one from another is that there's a purpose behind each one. And
mm-hmm.
with each of these different purposes is an opportunity. Every single industry that you can think of, there's an opportunity to use Bitcoin to improve that industry or to improve a process within
mm-hmm.
that industry. Whether
mm-hmm.
it's you creating an actual coin or whether it's just you using the blockchain technology. For example, self-driving cars are all going to have to use a blockchain technology. So the blockchain is there's a transaction. That transaction is verified by all of the computers in the network, and all the computers give it a thumbs up. And then the next transaction comes through, and it's chained to the previous one. And all of the transactions are always chained to the previous one so that everyone participating in the network has a copy of every transaction that exists within the network. So with self-driving cars, the only way that they're going to be able to know where every car is that's within that network is if all of them are all communicating and agreeing, okay, car A is taking a left turn, car B is on Main Street, car C is on Spring Street. And that's just one example of one industry that's using the blockchain. So when you look
mm-hmm.
at, I mean, you look at payroll and inventory, you look at shipping, you look at logistics, you look at all of these different industries, anything that involves money and currency interacting, there's a chance for you, any given person, to make a coin and introduce that as a solution to that industry.
Wow.
And there's no barrier there. You don't have to have a college degree. A 5-year-old could come up with a great idea, and if he has enough backing and it pops off, that 5-year-old can become a millionaire.
Wow.
Just because they had a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I really, really, really am excited myself to learn more and get into this opportunity more. And I really, really, really encourage everyone to at least look into it, even if all you're doing is putting some money into Bitcoin and you're just sitting on it. That's fine. If that's as deep as you want to go, that's cool. If you want to make your own coin, that's even better. If you have an idea or you have any sort of problem, there's a solution. And this is something that's going to change like, we literally, I can't imagine what the world is going to look like 10 years from now.
I know,
when,
right?
We're in Belize.
I mean, yeah. But not only that, but you'll have people who don't have bank accounts that are in, you know what I'm saying, in the backwoods of Zimbabwe right now, who will be able to be connected into the global economy. They'll be able to exchange goods and services with anyone across the entire world for low to no fees. No bank, no PayPal, nothing.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that movie. What was that movie? Fight Club. When they blew up all the
Social Security. Everybody was at square one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wasn't about fighting. It's about fighting for your rights.
Exactly.
It was all in his head, too. It was wild.
Absolutely. But the great part about this is we can do it without having to blow up buildings and
right.
punch each other's faces. You know what I'm saying? This is all just ones and zeros going back and forth in computers. So I just wanted to add that to the conversation, man. I'm super excited. And like you were saying earlier, definitely do your research. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Start with a bite, and like, this isn't going anywhere. So if you spend the next year really getting to understand this, and then see, the thing is that not only is the opportunity in starting your own cryptocurrencies and all of the actual, you know, blockchains, but you can also become a consultant to businesses and be able to advise them on how they can use cryptocurrency or blockchain or any of the processes involved therein to improve their processes. And once you get to that point, I mean, you're writing your own checks. You know what I'm saying?
On the rise of Bitcoin, dude was doing that. Mm. Same dude, 35 G's.
Wow.
It was crazy. Instantly, like, yeah.
Mm.
That's big.
Yeah. This is a sea shift in the way that we understand our world and how we are able to interact with one another. Not only through commerce, but just in general.
You know, this is the beautiful thing about this is, you know, we had a lot of innovation in America, right? With the factories, we were basically manufacturing our own stuff and selling it before it got to a point where all the factories moved overseas. So this is sort of a way to open up a whole new market. Like you're talking about a whole umbrella with this Bitcoin when you can expand it to that potential. You know, it's almost like these apps. It's just a whole new world being created within the world, you know, and opportunities for the currency to expand. Like, this is almost a way to level the playing field.
And what's really amazing is how quick it all is happening. Like, think about 10 years ago. Like, if I told you 10 years ago that you wouldn't drop your kid off at school, you wouldn't let them go on the bus, you would actually put them in a car with a stranger, and that stranger would drive your kid to school 5 days a week, and also that another stranger would pick your kid up and bring them back to you, you would look at me like I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what Uber is doing. That people are doing that every single day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All of these different things are just popping off so quick that if you have an idea and you understand how to get it to the right people, like, overnight you can become a sensation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing.
Hey, are you sharing this information on, like, do you have a page on, like, Instagram or something like that where you're sharing the Bitcoin information too, bro?
Well, we have a page on Facebook called Bitcoin Basics, Learning About the Money.
I'll put you in that, Tracker.
Yeah, I want to check that.
He's from
the Bitcoin Basics. Oh, okay. He's from the group. Okay.
Yeah, this is, man. This is the God.
Okay. Hey, yo, I can tell by how you're talking, man. You know, because me and you always build, but this is a great networking tool as well, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, the best thing that you could do if you're getting into cryptocurrency is to start talking to people about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the easiest way to learn and bounce ideas. Because the thing that's beautiful about it too that I'm coming to understand is everybody's going to have a different angle that they come at this thing with, because everybody has their own experiences of life and everybody has their own different problems that they're trying to solve. So even if I have a very similar idea to somebody else for a coin and both of us follow through with the process and build our coin, we could still come at it from different angles and there's enough room for all of us to eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's only adding. There's no subtraction. And it's like people, I was at this Sunday service with some quote-unquote conscious folks, we'll call them. And there was one woman in particular who, when I brought up the Bitcoin conversation, she was like, well, yeah, you know, but what about gold? You know, what if all of the everything gets shut down? What if they, you know, kill all of the electronics in the entire world? I'm like, well, if that happens, like, you're going to walk up to me with your gold bar and I'm supposed to be impressed by it? Like, what are we really talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, if the world economy collapses tomorrow, you're going to come at me with some gold and silver coins and I'm supposed to be like, oh, actually, yeah, I can do something with that. Like, what does it matter? You know what I'm saying? If it's not food at that point, then what are we talking about? You know what I'm saying?
The internet is tied to everything. It's tied to banks and transactions as that as well.
Absolutely.
There's no difference. Everybody's at risk, period.
Yeah. Like, it would literally be the only way that this Bitcoin and cryptocurrency movement could be stopped would be either A, all of the a mass electronics failure, which obviously would just be a crisis situation, and that's a whole different conversation that's not even really worth having because it's just so extreme that we can't even cross that bridge when we get to it, you know what I'm saying? Or they would have to literally march with soldiers down the street destroying every single computer, laptop, cell phone, tablet, everything, which is impossible. Like, you can't do it. So it's here to stay, and it's only going to grow. And we're at the very beginning of what this technology could be. I mean, think about when the internet came around. Like,
right.
The first 10 years, it was all just nerds going in and doing the whole thing. We're still in the nerd phase right now. We're at, like, the very end of the nerd phase. We're not even at Internet Explorer yet with this whole cryptocurrency thing. It hasn't even been 10 years in the past since it's been created, so... The people who say it's too late, like, are you too late to get on the internet? Like, even if you just got a computer and just got on the internet today, you're still not too late. It's actually probably the best time to get in because now you can just jump straight to the part where all of the cool stuff is happening. You can go past the dial-up phase, having to wait 10 minutes for a website to load up. You know what I'm saying? You can just go straight into streaming all of the music that you want and doing whatever else, you know?
I remember when the internet first came out and social media started and everything, and all the older people my parents' age and up were just like, this internet thing, I don't know, this social media, they're all in your business. This isn't going to do well. It's going to...
It's the devil.
It's the devil. And now, here my 60-something-year-old mother's making Facebook posts and going Facebook Live and...
I remember when Facebook came around, I'm like, what's the purpose of Facebook? I have MySpace.
Yes.
But that's how I
go back to the tag world days, if anybody remembers what that was. Saying that was even pre MySpace. So, I mean,
yeah,
Facebook really started popping off in what? Let me think. I was in high school, so it would have been what, like 05, 06? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably another 4 or 5 years, like 2010, 2011, when, you know, aunties and grandmas started getting in there. You know, so, and from then till now, even just from 2011 to now, the way that Facebook has been the way that Facebook is used has totally changed from just something that's just you posting pictures and talking about where you work to now it is the major, it is probably the most powerful marketing tool on the planet right now.
For free. And folks, we're going to have to wrap up because we have less than 1 minute. We're down to like 48 seconds before we're going to get cut off.
But
we may have to do a part two and have Eric on.
Yeah, definitely. I told you we're going to talk more about this.
I thought I would have added more time. I didn't think. Hey, I didn't know.
I told you.
You did.
But Chakra, Eric, man, thanks for calling in. Thanks for sharing those jewels. Both of y'all, love you both. And we gonna get it in with this money, man.
Mm-hmm.
About to get it in.
Yes, sir.
Wedding.
Want to say anything for Nicole, baby, 20 seconds?
So next Monday is gonna be Christmas, so we're not gonna have a show next Monday. And the following Monday is gonna be New Year's Day. We could probably do something on New Year's Day. Did you want to do something on New Year's
Day?
We'll see. We'll make
we'll
a
let
post.
You know.
Yeah.
Until that time, family.
And. Shout out to Chakra and Eric. Thank you for chiming in and sharing your wealth and your love with us. This is Twin Flame Radio. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm Chris Alain.
And we out, family. Happy holidays.
Peace. Happy holidays.
Peace.
Peace.